Habeas corpus. During the American Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln made many tough choices to save the Union. One of the most controversial decisions he made was suspending habeas corpus. While that may sound like a fancy Latin phrase, it had a big impact on people's rights during the war. Let's explore what habeas corpus means, why Lincoln suspended it, and how Americans reacted at the time. What is habeas corpus? Habeas corpus is a legal term that comes from Latin. It means you shall have the body. But in law, it means something more important: the right to not be jailed without a good reason. If someone is arrested, they can use habeas corpus to ask a judge to review the arrest. If the government can't show a valid reason for holding that person, they must be set free. This right goes all the way back to the English Magna Carta of 1215 and is included in the U.S. Constitution. In other words, it's one of the basic rights that helps protect people from unfair treatment by the government. Why did Lincoln suspend habeas corpus? When the Civil War broke out in 1861, the country was in chaos. Southern states were leaving the Union, and fighting had begun. Lincoln was determined to keep the United States together, but he also feared that people in the North might try to help the South or disrupt the war effort. Lincoln worried especially about Maryland, a slave state that had not joined the Confederacy, but had many Southern supporters. If Maryland joined the South, Washington, D.C. would be surrounded. To prevent this, Lincoln took extreme steps. He sent Union troops to secure the state and, in April 1861, allowed the military to arrest people without charging them or giving them a trial. In doing this, he suspended the right of habeas corpus. Lincoln believed that protecting the Union was more important than protecting every individual right during an emergency. He even said, "Are all the laws but one to go unexecuted, and the government itself to go to pieces, lest that one be violated?" Was suspending habeas corpus legal? Lincoln's decision raised a big question. Did the president have the power to suspend habeas corpus, or did only Congress have that power? In Article 1, Section 9, the Constitution says habeas corpus can be suspended when, in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it, but it doesn't say exactly who can do it. Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roger Taney, the same justice from the Dred Scott case a few years earlier that said blacks were not citizens of the United States, ruled in the court case Ex parte Merriman that Lincoln's action was unconstitutional. Taney stated only Congress could suspend the writ of habeas corpus. This gets back to the division of powers in the government. There are three parts or branches of the government. Each has different responsibilities. This keeps government from becoming too powerful and abusing the rights of Americans. Lincoln chose to ignore Taney's ruling. Lincoln believed the president had to act quickly in a crisis, even if it meant stretching his powers. Later, in 1863, Congress passed the Habeas Corpus Suspension Act, officially giving Lincoln the power to suspend it during the war. What was the public reaction? Not everyone agreed with Lincoln's decision. Some people were angry that Americans could be arrested and held without a trial. Others thought Lincoln was acting like a king, not a president. Still, many people supported him. They believed that in a time of war, strong leadership was necessary, even if it meant limiting some freedoms. Why it matters today. Lincoln's suspension of habeas corpus shows how leaders sometimes must make difficult choices during times of crisis. It reminds us that while rights are important, they can be tested when the nation is in danger. It also shows how American democracy includes constant debates about freedom, power, and the law, especially during emergencies. So the next time you think about the Civil War, remember, it wasn't just fought on battlefields. It was also fought in courtrooms and in the minds of Americans deciding how far their leaders could go to preserve the Union. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.